podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Razaband for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We're in Coventry here for the big show on Saturday night. With me, Sky Sports' very own Mr. Adam Smith. Adam, firstly, the skies aren't blue, but the weather's decent.
The sky's not quite blue, as it has been this week. The weather is good, and what a great setting as well. Something a little bit different on a Thursday, and it's a little bit of a different show. It's a breakthrough show. It's a chance to really showcase the fine talent that the Boxer and Sky Sports have assembled in the last few months. And Adam Azeem leading the way on that, someone we're very, very excited about. Karis Artingstall turning pro just a couple of weeks after Lauren did, and Lauren here obviously, so it's fantastic. Corey Gibbs and Dylan Chima having their their boxer sort of debuts post tournament wins. I think Corey cannot wait to get going. Dylan back in front of his city. I'm sure the drums will be in full force, and really excited about the night. Sam Eggington in a great fight as well, so yeah, really, really good night, and delighted to be back here in the Midlands.
2 weeks ago we were with a fighter, Richard Riakpod, with world title ambitions. This week is completely opposite. It's trying to find that next star. Anyone particular that you're looking out for?
Well, I think Adam Azeem is the name on everybody's lips. Shane McGuigan is adamant that he's the best he's ever trained. And if you listen to Shane, and Shane doesn't brag much, Shane says it as it is. And he's worked with the likes of David Haye and Carl Frampton, Josh Taylor, George Groves. And look at the stable he's now got with Lawrence Okolie and Billam Smith and Daniel and Caroline. And for him to say that is a pretty big statement. He believes he's going to become a multi-weight world champion and a multi-million pound asset. And I think, look, Adam's young. He's got a great family behind him. He's got his brother alongside, his dad. He's got good support in Slough, and I think he's capturing the imagination, and we've got to do our bit on Sky to give him the profile, to fight him at peak time, and to make sure that people are seeing him and people are entertained by the backflip, by the in-the-ring performances. And so far, so good. He's been electric. So I'd like to keep Adam really going with some momentum. Very excited about Adam. Karis, huge soft spot for Lauren and Karis. I thought Lauren's professional debut a couple of weeks ago was fantastic. She looked like she'd never not been a professional, but of course we know she's been an elite amateur for so long, and I thought she was fantastic. She was just effortless in the way she sort of, she just got on with it, and she looked brilliant, and it was fantastic performance, and she'll only get better and better as she gets more and more used to the pro code. I think Karis, and Fraser Clark's big on Karis as a pro, I think she's going to be something really exciting, explosive. I think she hits hard. She's a tremendous character. I think she's going to get down to it. I think she's going to thrill us. I really do, from the word go. So I'm looking for something pretty special for her on her debut. Corey and Dylan, and it's just great times. And of course, we're still waiting for Fraser to come back, for Ben Whitaker's debut, for Caroline, and it's just a very exciting window of opportunity for the young guns, for the talent. A boxer breakthrough show, and a chance for us to give the stars of the future, or the stars we believe are the future, some real high profile at peak time, and that's what Saturday night's all about.
I know you're a fan of cricket, Adam, but could you potentially see an Azeem Chima down the line? We know the backgrounds both they come from. I know it would be respectful, but it would be a hell of a rivalry.
I'm trying to get down to Lords tonight. I do like cricket very much, and Adam's a massive cricket fan. I know that. Dylan too. So, look, that's a big fight down the line, but I'd like to see Dylan have two or three fights, get going on his professional journey. Adam was a much more extensive amateur, had much more experience. So I think that's a fight, to be made in the future. But for now, we get them side by side and we see how they develop. They're both very different. Dylan brings a lot of fans, a lot of entertainment, the ring walks and all that. And Adam as well. I just think Adam's going to be a bit of a star, and let's see if Shane's right. Let's see if we're all right. We're backing him.
Well, yeah, we look forward to the show on Saturday night. Adam, just a few points away from the show. Obviously, some sad news for the fans. Obviously, the Hugh Fury and Michael Hunter fight got postponed. What's the schedule looking like over the next kind of couple of weeks, couple of months?
Yeah, it's very difficult that. Obviously, this is boxing. We get injuries, we get postponements, we get problems hour by hour in this sport. But it's a really good fight, and it's just going to be sort of lifted and shifted, and we'll hopefully put it on in Manchester in a few weeks' time when Hughie's recovered. It's a big fight. It's an eliminator. Daniel Dubois brilliantly over in Miami recently, so wouldn't that be great if Hughie or Michael could fight Daniel afterwards? And yeah, it's a shame because we had the Ricky Hatton Barrera exhibition wrapped in Ben Whitaker's professional debut. So we're keeping the Hughie Fury fight for hopefully for Manchester. Likewise with Hatton Barrera, and we're probably going to move Ben Whitaker. Obviously, it's probably too long to wait for his pro debut, so we'll probably look to get him out. Maybe in July.
Adam, spoke to you, where did I speak to you? Here, actually, Coventry, at the Boxer Series, where I said, Adam, what is happening with this whole Joshua Sky DAZN? You were very confident at that time that he stays with Sky. Spoke to you moments after Richard Riakpo's win, and you were a bit unsure what was going on. And then 48 hours or so later, we find out
Sam and Mike Goddard was taking the ring down.
That's correct.
Yeah, we do a lot of those sort of interviews, don't we?
Where are we with the whole Joshua thing? Obviously, he's announced this role with this.
You know my thoughts on the whole thing. I was very confident that AJ would stay. He hasn't. He's gone to DAZN. I wish him nothing but the best. And I honestly mean that. Genuinely, for me personally, he's a friend of mine. He's been an incredible fighter for Sky, an amazing ambassador for us. We've had a wonderful partnership. And, he's exited in a very professional way. He thanked everybody. I've been in touch with him almost every day, actually, since. I talked to him after his his press conference in Saudi. We're always going to be in AJ's corner. So let's put all that to one side. This isn't some sort of battle. He's taken an offer, a big offer. He's taken a something for his family and his future, and that's what he believes is the right move for him. I think the most important thing for Anthony is to try and become a three-time heavyweight champion and exact revenge in a fight where there's a lot of people that don't think he'll win. Alexander Usyk was fantastic last time, and he'll believe he can go and do it again and maybe do it even more impressively. But Robert Garcia and Angel Fernandez and a new look Team Joshua, but still with Eddie and still together and as 258, and now they've got the big deal with DAZN. They're going to go at it, and they'll be hoping, and we'll all be hoping from a British perspective that he can go out there and do it. We're also big supporters of Alexander Usyk. Let's not forget that we've had a great relationship with him on Sky. We love him. We think he's a fantastic fighter, and his management team are great too. So we'll just sit back and watch it all unfold and see who wins and where it goes from there. And I'm sure Tyson Fury will be watching, and the world will be watching when they lock horns on August the 20th in Saudi. It's a big fight.
I know you said to me 2 weeks ago that you've been in boxing for 30 years. You've had great fighters come and great fighters go, and you will build the new generation, and there will be another star. But over the last couple of months, you've kind of had the upper hand in signing all these Olympians who've come to you. Eddie's talking about you throwing money at them. Was there anything else you could have done to retain Joshua on Sky?
I don't think so. I think AJ knows what Sky is all about, what we have to offer, and I think it must have been a very, very hard decision for him in many ways. Maybe it just took big money from DAZN. Maybe it took, Eddie's obviously taken his stable over there. And ultimately, he's got to do what's right for him. I don't think so. I think we offered him a great deal, and we believed he'd stay and continue his fighting career on Sky and finish with us like he started with us. But it's not always that easy, and I'll never begrudge any fighter the chance to make as much money as they can for their families while they have the opportunity. And it doesn't just mean AJ and the millions. We're talking about any fighter. We're talking about an English title fighter. We're talking about a journeyman. We're talking about a world champion. It doesn't really matter. Whoever that fighter is, male or female, they've got the opportunity, a short window, 6, 8, 10, 12 years, fighting can be quicker than that. If you get two or three defeats and you knock it on the head or someone's injured, look at Spencer Oliver, who never had the chance beyond 22 to fight. It is very, very difficult. It's a small opening, and you know, however you can make money, and I'm sure I said this to you a couple of weeks ago, you've sometimes got to take that, be selfish and take that. I don't begrudge AJ. He's a great fighter, and he's a great guy, and you know, he's already asked me how the family is and whatever. I'll miss him. I'll miss him a lot, but I'll keep up with him and Freddie, and of course with 258, we've got a great relationship with Fraser Clark and with Ben Whitaker and with Shanna Ryan, and there'll be others. And you're right, it's a chance for us now to say, okay, who's the next star? And this is the opportunity. Shows like this, shows that we're going to be really pushing in the next 6 months to get some real tailwind with this really impressive brigade of young talent. And they're going to get airtime, they're going to get the whole of the Sky Arsenal behind them, and they're going to be the names that people are talking about in 6-12 months. So yeah, it's a rebuild. Nothing wrong with that. We keep our eyes on everything else that's happening. We've got Joe Parker, we've got Huey Fury, we've got Tasha Jonas, we've got Richard Riakpor, we've got the big Savannah Marshall, Clarissa Shields fight to look forward to in the autumn. There's lots to go out as well as the young, but we just think we've cornered the market and taken the best in the Olympic talent, at Adam Azim and a few others, and I think the future's very bright for us on Sky, but we're not in a rush. We're going to take our time and make sure they're built. Stars are built. It takes months. It takes sometimes years. But we've got a very, very, very strong track record on Sky. We've got the best platform in the UK, and we're very confident that we'll develop the stars of the future, the next AJs. And it's interesting, AJ's team are saying, yeah, you know, is it time now to build a Ben Whitaker or a Fraser Clark on Sky? Of course. Take your choice. There's so many out there. Maybe we're going to have 4 or 5 stars. Maybe one or two will go quicker than the others. Maybe there'll be the women. Maybe there'll be the men. Will it be Caroline? Will it be Lauren and Karis? Will it be Fraser Clark, Team GB captain? Will it be Ben Whitaker, who believes he's the best of the lot? Could it be Adam Azim, who Shane believes is the best of the lot? We'll see.
Adam, just finally on this Joshua DAZN stuff. I know you're probably fed up with me asking these questions, but when he fights on Sky, he gets a huge audience, 900,000 plus, maybe 1 million, or just over 1 million. Do you think he will capture such a size of an audience on DAZN?
I don't know. I'm not in the DAZN business. It's better for you to ask my friend Joe Markovsky about that, or Eddie, or Frank, and you know, they're in the Matchroom DAZN business. It's obviously a huge deal for them, and they're going to look to, you know, push it as much as they can. AJ's a huge name. This is a big fight. Sure, it will do very, very well wherever it lands up. I don't know where the broadcast rights are at the moment. They haven't announced that, so yeah, we'll wait and see on that. They've announced the fight finally, August the 20th. They've had the initial press conference. I believe the one in London is next week. And yeah, it's a huge fight. He's a huge star, AJ, and people are interested in see whether he can come again and become that 3-time champion, or whether Usyk will be too good again. It's a fight I'm going to watch. It's a fight you're going to watch. It's a fight of real interest to the casuals. So I'm sure, you know, wherever it ends up, it'll do well.
Obviously picked up some shareholder roles, some ambassador roles, like you just said there. No official announcement on the broadcaster. What does that mean?
I don't know what it means. It means that there's no official announcement, and I'll wait and see what it is. I don't know. AJ's gone to DAZN. Read into that what you read into, but they've not announced a broadcaster, so let's wait and see.
Everyone wants to see this undisputed fight. Alexander Usyk spoke about it on the Top Table after August 20th. But for that to happen, someone needs $500 million to get Tyson Fury out. Adam, you've got $500 million in your pocket.
Tyson's just going to sit back, isn't he? Relax in Morecambe and watch it all unfold. He'll be back and he'll be tempted with a lot of money. But look, we're not there yet. Let's see what happens on August the 20th. Let's see who comes through. You know, if AJ wins in a fantastic fight, will they do that again? Will they go straight into the Fury fight? If Usyk wins more dramatically, will they make Usyk against Fury for the undisputed, or will they still try and make the Joshua Fury fight, which is the fight everyone here wants to see? We know how close we've been before to Fury and Joshua, and we didn't get that. So one thing at a time. August the 20th. We've also got Deontay Wilder talking about coming back. You know, there's Daniel Dubois, who just won a a WBA regular title. You've got loads of things out there. Joe Parker wants to fight. Dillian White will come back. There's lots of other heavyweight stories to come through. We're looking forward to working with Joe Parker. We want to get him involved with all these fights because we know something about Joe. He'll fight anybody. Former world champion, of course. Don't write him off out of the mix yet. Huey Fury and Michael Hunter will have their fight. Lots to happen. But of course, at a very top level, we want to see the rematch, and then we want to see what happens with Tyson Fury. Of course, we can't wait.
Just finally, on Joseph Parker, I'm not sure if you saw Frank Warren's comments that Joe had a handshake agreement or a gentleman's agreement with Frank that he'll sign with him. And he was surprised that Sky picked him up because he's baffled at what opportunities can Sky provide Joseph Parker, because he had an opportunity to fight Joe, who, if he beats him, could potentially become a mandatory within the WBO ranking.
Yeah, I love that fight with Joe Joyce, and that's a fight that we can make down the line. Why can't we make that on Sky? Why can't we talk to Frank and BT and work something out? But there's a lot of options for Joseph Parker. You know, remember, he's on the Sky Sports platform, so fighters want to be on the Sky Sports platform. There'll be no problem finding really good heavyweight fights for Joe Parker. And I think the difference is that now he's a boxer fighter, we're going to be supporting him and getting behind him. And I think for so often, Joe's been the B-side, he's been the secondary part, and he's always played his part well. You know, what a lovely guy, what a very good fighter he is. He's coming off the Chisora wins, and I think he's going to do really well, Joe. He's still young, he's still got plenty of fire in him, and I think he's got the ambition to go again. And now he's got, you know, Ben Shalom behind him, and he's got Sky behind him. He'll believe this is a very, very important part of his professional career, and I believe we can bring big fights for Joe Parker, whether it's Joe Joyce, whether it's Dillian White. There's a huge amounts from the States. Yeah, Deontay Wilder, Andy Ruiz. There's loads of fighters out there, and I can't wait for Daniel Dubois, for example. Fraser Clark needs a year or two, obviously, to get to anywhere like that level. But we're going to move him quickly. You know, he was an elite amateur, you know, a medalist in so many different tournaments, and Team GB captain. He's got all the experience, and a little bit like Joe Joyce, we're going to look to elevate him quickly, Fraser. So I think. Beyond that sort of Usyk, Fury, AJ mix, Wilder, you've got a real merry-go-round of some fantastic fights to make in the next 12 months. And let's see where we are and who can grab a world title opportunity, because they're going to come up.
Adam, the public workout is about to start, or has started, so I won't keep much longer. I'm sure we'll catch up with you the rest of the week. Just look forward to Saturday night.
Really looking forward to Saturday.
Adam Smith, IFL TV, thank you very much.
Cheers. Sports Social Podcast Network.